go to take a hangover shit and someone's got a camera in your face.
Yeah. And that's, but.
How was the Airbnb though? Was it
Airbnb
noise?
Was all, I mean, it's hard to complain when Bert fucking hooked it up.
Yeah.
And then it, not only that, the shows, we did 4 arena shows. I got to do like 15 to 20 every night.
Ooh!
Oof, my fungal.
Pasta fungal.
I got to do a, I got to do a Trump impression.
Oh, you're doing that. Do 20 minutes. Oh, just drink Bud Lights and then have compliments raining
down. So it's, you're hungover all day, and then you go do an arena.
Which you got to get fucked up.
All the everybody in the NFL is at in Phoenix.
And they're bored during
the
week.
They're all like, yeah, we'll come to the show. Let's go to the show. So then it's a bunch of hot hunks coming to the green room.
Did your men's bump into each other?
No.
Because this is when you got your new, your NFC bae.
Oh, my bae's met.
Not on the gridiron.
When you got all your hoes in the same room, you got to be like, baby, hold on. Let me tell you.
Baby, hold on real quick. Christian, Gabe, the way you catch it. Ooh.
Gabe.
Baby, you got a foot out of bounds. That's not what's going on right now. You got to go. You got to give an analogy so you understand. Baby, you're dragging your left foot. You're not 2 feet in bounds. Christian don't mean nothing to me, baby.
Christian don't mean nothing. Come on, baby.
Can Christian run a fade route? Run up the thing? Come on, baby. You're giving me one-on-one right now. You're giving me press coverage.
I think it's because you look like a coach and they're like, they're running to you.
You look like a coach.
You look like a young coach, dude.
It could be a coach.
That age.
We're pals, guys. Don't try to make excuses as to why I'm so cool. NFL guys like
I think it's rad, dude.
But
I think it's when I saw that you were hanging out with CMC.
CMC is
CMC's so the man.
Too sweet, dude. Speaking of these too sweet, ooh, I saw you. I saw you hit the
Too sweet of myself at Raw.
Oh yeah.
I was by myself. And I was in between Graves
and Vic. Vic
in the and I was like talking to someone and I just looked in the camera, was there. You know what made me instantly think of and regret? Was when Shane and I went to NXT TakeOver.
And Edge and Beth was sitting in front of you.
Yeah, but then they gave a thing and Shane was like, we should kiss. And we didn't do it. And it would have been so funny.
It would have been the funniest show of all time.
Edge and Beth Phoenix. And but yeah, dude, I mean, CMC, I saw the thing because someone tagged me in a tweet. Was like, dance. And I was like, no, dude, that's, people think I'm jealous. Where you're like, no, that's the plug. Now Shane's friends with the running back
guys
of my
all
favorite
friends with
teams.
All these guys. Now Lamar is friends with fucking Gabe Davis,
my boy.
Now you're a Bills fan.
Sass was rocking Bills gear last night.
I know Sass loves the Bills, dude.
Was he a Bills fan before Gabe Davis?
No, he loved the he loved the Buffalo Lady. He loved the Buffalo Lady.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that.
Man. But
so they're coming to the shows after the
Bros
the shows.
Are coming to show. First night Chiefs O-line comes in,
which.
I mean,
you're talking pass pro all night.
Saying,
with them.
Guys, you don't want to see my pass set.
Did you show any of them do it? Did you get drunk enough? Did you show?
I got drunk enough to do everything.
Did you get drunk enough did you get drunk enough to do your stance out of your stance?
Yes.
Did you wake up the next day like, what the fuck? Did
no, every day I woke up like, that's crazy.
Did any of them were they?
Hold on. I'll tell you, this is the most embarrassing one.
Because if you hang with Shane, for those of you who have it, when you hang with Shane, he can't get drunk enough. Well, he will show you his pass pro. He'll line up in run protection and pass pro, in run block and pass pro.
3-point, 2-point stance.
Yeah, you can see him come his hands off his hips all day. If you fucking hang long.
So early on, who the fuck was it? It was like Gabe and them came to the. It was the second night of shows. Gabe, Bert,
motherfucking
all these the bros. They're at the show. Spencer Brown, the bros.
Yeah,
and they're like, Gabe was like, all right, after this, Saquon Barkley's having a party at his house. Let's go to that. And I was like, damn. Yeah, yes,
biggest quads course, in the game.
Of course, Kreischer and Norman are like. Who's Saquon Barkley? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. He's one of the most dynamic running backs of
he's
all time.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
We get to the party. We are pretty much the only honkies there.
Nice.
And it is every cool NFL player. It's like CeeDee Lamb.
Are there any Cardi Buffaloes in there, dude?
A lot of Cardi B's.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of cool sunglasses on?
Yes.
That look like snow goggles?
Everyone looked cool. Everyone cool.
Looks like they're in the future or they're about to go skiing.
And no one was excited to see us.
No.
Although a couple of the bros recognized Kreischer.
Did they call you quality control? They're like the quality control coach.
I went outside.
Really?
I was like, I'm not hanging out. This is crazy. And then I got blacked out and went inside and danced in the living room, and they all ignored me.
Werewolves of London.
Put on Werewolves of London.
I mean, I had to.
That's so fucking great.
Because you're literally a dork at a high school party. You're like three losers at the coolest party on earth. And then the only thing you do is just turn up.
Yeah. Like, what is Bert like in that situation?
He gets
Bert's the party.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a party hurricane.
Mm. Yeah, did he
get in and then all of a sudden like mix it up?
No, we were hanging out together and we were all talking. Okay. Like he can turn it off. Also, you have no choice at that point.
Yeah.
At that party, you can't turn that on.
Taking your shirt off in front of a bunch of random black dudes and they go like, "Hey."
Yeah.
Yeah, stop.
You guys ass beat.
Hey, 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 what the fuck?
But I saw
Bert be like, "Where?" Yeah. Oh. Shoot the fly, dude.
Fruity motherfucker out of here. Beat his ass.
Hey, why your nipples out? He's like, oh, that laugh. freaking out dudes with CTE with that laugh.
Sounds like a whistle. They all start running.
They're doing fucking drop downs.
So we're leaving. I'm gone at this point.
Yeah.
I see Micah Parsons is walking through. I'm from Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
I'm from Harrisburg. I walk up to him. He's talking to somebody like this. I'm walking by. I was like, Micah. And he totally ignored it. And then I was like, Micah. And he was like, what? And I was like, I went to Trinity High School. And he goes, all right. Kept talking.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I had to leave.
Oh, no.
I had to walk out of the party.
Dude.
I went to Trinity High School.
And he just went, okay.
He was like, all right.
He didn't go like, dude, oh. They
also, I was all I had was that fucking Jalen Hurts hoodie and that Eagles hat. I'm in there in full NFL gear.
Yeah.
Everyone else is just at a regular house party.
Yeah.
I look like a big fat fan idiot.
Dude, in that moment, you feel, I mean, you got the merch on.
The merch hurt.
The merch on at the party, and you're like, huh? And they're wearing like Balenciaga.
They're wearing the giant hoodie. They're wearing Carl the dumbest outfits you've ever seen.
Yeah. It's a garbage bag with mesh in it.
They're dressed like insane people.
Yeah.
But you know who was cool? Saquon was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Saquon was very cool. He was like, hey, welcome to my house, everybody. Like, yeah.
And you were like, I used to hate Penn State, and now I like you guys more.
I didn't say anything.
I grew up hating Penn State.
The only person I took a chance on interacting with was Micah Parsons.
Which is crazy.
I went to Trinity High School, which I'll give him credit. That's a fucking insane thing.
No, but I understand where you're coming from. But when it gets shot down, you're like, ooh,
yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Kind of makes me hate that guy.
No.
He's the man.
You needed to understand the context. He's
out of context.
He was totally in the right.
Also, okay. You're wearing.
I also like tapped his arm.
Philly shit too.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
you're wearing rivals. You're wearing his rivals clothing and then being like,
I went to a high school that's one of the 30 high schools around yours. Like, it's not like we were like close.
I don't know, dude, because on a much, much, much lower level, I'll pop for anyone that's like, I went to Overland. I'm like, all right.
Me too.
Yeah, you know,
me too. So like, I was like, I went to Redland. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, all right.
And
like,
yeah.
I went to Eagle Crest. It graduated in 05. You're like, well, look at that.
Look at us.
But you also don't know the conversation he was having in that moment where they're like, Micah, I'm telling you right now, the Cowboys are thinking about trading you. And then you go, Trinity High School. He's like, what's that? They're like, they're going to move to attack. I went to high school near you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're going to the Cleveland Browns. Trinity High School. Put her there, class of 06. Put her there, partner.
He goes, I know the press doesn't know about this ankle injury, but it could be debilitating.
She's pressing charges.
She has the condom still. Are you tapping him? The tap
sir.
First.
He's like 22. I'm like, sir.
Mr. Parsons.
I was a big, dumb kid at every part. Everything we went to, I was like.
That's Super Bowl week, though.
I was like pulling down my shirt to introduce myself to people. Like, Christian, it's nice to meet you.
Dude, I get that way whenever I've been around wrestling.
I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to need your boys' advice because I'm going to need to make the switch over to wrestling where the good guys win.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of watching the good guys lose.
Damn,
So Saquon's party. Then I'm like, Jesus Christ. That was the next night we do the show. I'm the most hungover
every
I've been.
Every time I see Micah Parsons, I see him just fucking barrel down on a quarterback. I'm just going to think about you tapping him. Trinity High School.
Scores a touchdown in the end zone. Yeah. You're there. You're hunting him now.
I'm going to find him.
Yeah, you're going to be friends, dude. It's going to end up being friends.
I don't see that one working out.
When you the next morning when you woke up after Saquon's party, were you like, did you have that feeling of like, oh, shit.
No. Okay. I was like, it was good. Every one of these nights was so cool.
Yeah.
The hangovers weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But it was a combination of, you know, 7-8 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Of like 20 plus beers for eight nights. Like, I was. Yeah.
You put away 140 plus beers, dude.
Easily.
God damn.
Yeah, it was bad. I've been drinking water every day.
Yeah.
Since the Super Bowl.
You need to like.
I've been going to the cellar. Doing spots, drinking just water.
You have to put water in a Bud Light bottle.
Yeah.
So your body doesn't.
No, you gotta drink. I've been drinking 20 sparkling waters a night. Yeah. It sucks. I keep ordering them like they're Bud Light.
Dude, burping.
So that Saquon party, go. Next day, we're like, all right, there's a Drake party tonight. I was like,
so I talked to you.
I'm going to the Drake party.
I talked to you on Tuesday. We had a conversation, and I was like, dude, this is going to be the coolest fucking week of your life. You're on fire. You're going with Bert, who's like, you know, a fucking arena act.
Yeah.
You're going to be killing, and all these NFL players are going to see. And then I was like, it's going to happen. You're going to meet Drake. Because from the time I've met Shane, the goal has been.
No, don't tell everybody the goal.
The goal has been for him to become friends with Drake. From the beginning. The goal is for Shane to become friends with Drake.
Do you see he's about to get deposed?
What's that?
He's about to get it depositioned.
Oh, for the
XXX.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't talk about that type of shit.
Don't bring legal matters in here.
Allegedly.
So the
allegedly.
The Drake party, were you practicing your Trinity High School shake for the Drake party?
I
like all day we're going like this. I've loved you. I thought Certified Lover Boy was incredible.
I listen to Certified Lover Boy every single day. I was actually 0.05% of your top listeners on Spotify.
Drake, I'm certified Drake fan. What's up with the? We're in the sixth. You just started using terms that don't make sense.
Shit.
T dot O dot. That's Cardinal Official. Fuck. So Drake party.
Drake party's going on.
Do you think there's
a
chance?
That's a very exclusive, but it was a show. It wasn't a party. He did a concert.
Show, yeah.
Okay.
Which was awesome.
Pretty cool, yeah.
But it's very exclusive.
Yeah.
So now everyone in the green room that we're with is like, how are we getting in? Who's going? We're with Bustin' with the Boys, Taylor, Will, those guys.
Hilarious.
Top notch guys.
Yeah. I've never even met them. I'm just awesome. A fan.
They're the best.
Will and Taylor are hilarious.
I get like happy when I see those boys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So we're all like, everybody's like, I got two tickets. I can get us in.
Who was your hookup?
In the end, no one can get in. We get there. The whole building it's like a quarantine. It's like from a zombie movie. There's just cool people outside, like metal gates, like
climbing over each other.
All NFL players.
Like
too.
A king rat like, situation.
Everyone's just like,
And then who's the coolest person you saw that couldn't get in? Like, do you remember seeing someone that you're like, you're not getting in?
Denzel Washington.
I don't remember that. It was very
Omar
dark. Also, there's no lights outside. It was just pitch black. You're in a crowd. And it was like, we're all like holding each other's shoulders, trying to like navigate through it.
Don't let go.
Who do you think hooked it up? Obviously, Christian McCaffrey.
CMC coming
Christian
through.
Christian McCaffrey's like, don't worry, I'll get you in.
God, I hope Gabe skips Christian this calls. Episode.
Gabe was holding my shoulder. He's relying. He's like, can't help. No, actually, was Gabe? I don't know. Gabe might have been in. I forget.
All I'm saying is I hope Gabe skips this episode of the podcast.
Why? I love Gabe. Everybody knows I love Gabe, dude.
I know, but you're just, you know, your CMC affair is really starting to.
I mean, this is how good of a guy CMC is.
Yeah.
It was so hard to get in and like where to get in. He was like, I'm going to send my guy out. I'm going to come out and find you. He stayed on the phone with me for probably a half hour. Trying to get me in while he's inside.
Damn.
I met him the day before. If I were him, I would have been like, yep, all right, well, all yeah, right, get guy. Him. See you later.
Yeah, the comedian from the podcast that is trying to get
fucking losers. The guy so he who touched on- Micah Parsons is here. Yeah. stayed on, got, he was like, I can get you two tickets. So I got it. And we ended up stretching that to like three or four.
Great.
And we got in and we're like, we can't go in without Will. We can't go in without Norman. We got to get all the guys in.
So you got bustle with the boys in.
Pulled Norman all the guys in. So now we're in. We go to Richie Incognito's table.
Hell.
Which was chaos. He fucking lifted my tit like right when I walked in. I was like, all right, cool. You're fucking like,
so those so those bully things were true. Yeah, he just does the thing on it. He got in trouble for bullying and he walks in and he just slaps your dick. Yeah, and you're like,
what the fuck?
Dude, I love that he lifted your tit.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Just when he walked up, he's like, nice to meet you.
No, like I don't know if it was initially, but it was like within 10 minutes of being like, I was like, what's up, man?
Grabbing a guy who's not in shape's tit is such an aggressive act of war when you know someone's not in shape and you touch their dip,
bro. Bean dip, dude.
He hit me with a bean dip. The Incognito bean dip,
dude.
And there is nothing you can do to that guy.
He is massive. That's why, dude. That's why when he
you'd
bullied,
have to shoot him.
Like, oh, you think you're a funny guy?
You'd have to kill him
when he bullied that Zach Martin guy on the Dolphins.
Yeah,
and not Zach Martin.
Not Zach Martin.
Don't put smut on Notre Dame, dude. Notre Dame boys don't get bullied.
Who was the guy? What was the guy's name? Zach something.
I'm not sure.
But he like couldn't do anything. And he was a lineman. And he's like, I gotta go to the press.
Incognito is huge. Yeah. And he's still that barrel chested. He is gigantic. He hit me the beat dip. I was like, ha, all right.
You're awesome. I'm gonna start running.
You're awesome.
Yeah.
Like a guy who could just like pick you up and pull you in half.
He could. He can draw and quarter you just by himself.
Anyway, this whole episode is just me talking about cool NFL guys. Dude,
I love it.
I hope it's not gay.
No. This is the shit. You're bringing us there.
Yeah.
You're bringing us there with you.
We're at Cool Richie Incognito's table. It's me, Will, Taylor, Gabe Davis, the bros, dude.
And dude, then first off, we're just the protection Drake. That protection at that table.
Yeah.
If you put that table in front of you.
Obviously Christian.
Is the one.
Obviously Christian's there. Yeah.
I bet he's sitting up. I would bet he was sitting up in the booth if I'm picturing.
Then you don't know Christian.
He's right by my side.
Gabe, fast forward, Gabe.
We're all out of friends.
No, dude, this is your NFC bae and you're putting him over.
Nah, my AFC and NFC babies are friends, bro. Nah, I keep my bitches.
I think CMC's fighting for your bottom, bitch, dude.
I think I'm a toss around girl. I think I'm the toss around girl. Yeah. I'm not the boyfriend.
They're like, you think we got hoes? We got bros that we just split.
We're sharing bros.
Go hang out with this funny bro. You come entertain him.
Hey.
While they're getting over headaches, you're making them laugh. They're like, I got smack going across the middle. Shane, make me laugh.
But man.
So you're at the table watching Drake.
Just watching Drake. It was
how close were you?
From us to like the refrigerator.
Dude, was there ever a moment where
it was the coolest shit I've ever seen?
Where you're looking up at him like, I love you so much.
Yeah. Also, everyone was.
Yeah. Did you look
every single play? Like, I think it was Gabe who said to me, he was like, oh, that's unbelievable that's the guy. Like, this is all the most famous NFL players in the world. Like, every famous person's there.
Yeah.
Megan Fox and MGK are there fighting.
Really?
Yeah, they got in like they broke up at that night.
Nice.
Was that the night they broke up?
I think so.
At the Drake show?
At the Drake party.
No shit.
Somebody should have swooped in there. You should have got CMC Megan. On that, dude.
I should have got in there.
You're like, Megan, you want to be covered by me like a human blanket?
Megan, how would you like to be with a big time guy?
Yeah. Are you familiar?
Actually, high school Megan Fox.
Are you familiar with comedy?
I'm like,
are you familiar with Patreon?
I have a YouTube special.
Patreon's a pretty big deal. I'm going to show you some numbers that I haven't shown anybody. And then we'll peel that fruit roll up dress off you and get them on
you. I'd make love to you.
You come so fast with Megan Fox.
My penis is not going to work. It's not going to work at all.
She would pull it. Oh my God, dude. The second you're apologizing to Megan Fox for not getting a boner, we go like this. I just loved you in Transformers. This is
on, penis.
Come on. Yeah. penis activate half hard. Half hard can't
back
go to
down
pussy.
To zero.
Oh no, my cock can't get hard. Dude, that's were you? Was there ever like,
my penis transforms like
just a robot head comes out of the truck. So it's a truck with a robot head. Did you ever make eye contact with Drake? Because when you're close enough at a concert sometimes and they look at you.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I thought I did several times. I was like,
did you get giddy? You go, he looked at me.
No, I did a thing people do at comedy clubs where you smile.
Yeah.
You know, when people don't think you're looking, and then like when you turn your head and look at them, they go, they go like this the whole show. Then you look at it, they go,
hey, I'm here. I'm with you. I mean, you're that close. That's got to be a hell of a show.
It was great.
How'd you not storm the stage?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have tackled him.
You could have got him like Chappelle.
Hip hop history. Speared him.
Dude, just give him a Goldberg spear and then have your life taken. They'd have put you in a hole in the desert.
They would have killed me.
Dude, Jay Prince would have hurt you, dude.
They would have killed me.
Yeah, they would have got you.
This is the last story from the whole thing was, so also, Derrick Henry is just, this is the type of guy he is. He's by himself. He's walking around by himself. He like walked up to us.
That's a man that initiates contact.
We were literally at a bar just sitting there. Derrick Henry comes up and is like, "Zuck," because he's friends with Taylor and Will.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Taylor blocks for him.
But then I was drunk enough that I was like, "This Derrick Henry's very nice." So I kept shaking his hand and he would be like, "Hey." No matter how many times I did it,
did he have to look to Taylor and Will? Like
I kept being like, "Watch this! I'm gonna go shake Derrick Henry's hand again." And I kept going up, being like, holding it as long as I could.
And he was like, "Okay,
he's a nice enough dude." He was like, "All right." Like anyway, I was taking advantage of that.
Did he have a moment where he went? Did he have a moment where he went like you're shaking his hand? Stop.
If he says stop, I'm gonna run, dude.
He goes, stop doing that. Just stop.
If you keep doing that, I'm gonna fucking
plow over you. I run over grown men for a living.
If something, it reminded me of Dave and Buster's, where like if something happened, there'd be so many dudes that couldn't be stopped.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my god,
there's so many people in that room that if they start running, there's no stopping them.
Hypothetically, if a zombie attack happens and it spreads in that room, that's beyond fucked.
Well, no, that's the most dangerous zombie room of
all time.
That's
what I mean.
Richie Incognito zombie.
A Richie Incognito. Derrick Henry zombie?
Derrick Henry zombie.
I mean, Taylor and fucking...
Yeah, Taylor and Will zombies.
And Will zombies.
No, Derrick Henry zombie.
CMC would be the fastest zombie.
Oh,
he would remember you and he'd go like this...
as he's going to munch your
brains, you go,
that'd be a fine feast for those boys.
Oh my god, they'd be passing pieces around.
Oh no, Derrick Henry zombie is very comical.
We call him infected now.
The infected. Oh, okay.
We call him infected now.
Yeah, we don't call him the zombies. Z word.
The Z word's out of the lexicon.
Okay.
The infected?
The infected.
If there was a spread of infection among those people and you had to protect Drake,
I would stop them.
No way.
No, of course. I lost Drake.
Your last moment on earth would be Drake disappointed in you. Where you go, Shane, you were supposed to protect me. You go, hey, Shane, you listened to me so much, and now you must listen to me once more. You failed me.
This is an embarrassing episode.
That'd be like the best, awesome. Though.
Just me being a gay boy.
That'd be the best getting turned into a zombie while Drake is playing.
Dude, what's funny is at any point in this episode, if you feel gay, you should just know that LaMare and I would freak out if a wrestler walked up and went, if Big Show went, what's going on over here? LaMare and I would be like, hi!
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Show.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I went to Trinity High School.